Let's find out who your Democracy and Development Officer is going to be next year. In third place was Ron. In second place was Yolly. Which means that your winner this evening, and what a surprise, is Rob Ancon!
We are live now with Rob Ancon, who has just been voted Democracy and Development Officer. Rob, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Right, we've got 5 minutes, the most difficult questions. Are you ready?
Okay, let's go for it.
Why Bob the Builder?
Because I had the idea over summer. I was going to change my name for Bob for the elections. I was thinking it'd go better. I could just go, that's what all my close friends call me. But no, Bob the Builder in the end. Although it worked.
Yeah, clearly.
It really did. And how do you feel right now knowing that 2,775 people voted for you to be in this position?
I feel, words can't describe. Really happy. It's been 5 days of just, just torturous, like, coldness and effort, and yeah, no, it's all worth it, though.
All worth it. Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to pick you up on something. Student safety and campus life.
Campus life. I think Gibbet Hill gets a really raw deal. The Savs did really well, get Kettles and microwaves into the Roots building, but I'd like to get them to Gibbet Hill. I think that'd be a good one. And I'm struggling to remember all my policies now.
Fair enough, it's been a big night. Is there anyone that you particularly want to thank in this moment in time?
There are so many people. The biggest one has to be my campaign manager, Amy Butler, who was my next door neighbour in first year, and we've been great friends ever since, and yeah, she's been absolutely incredible. So Amy Butler, thank you so much.
Shout out.
This is a tricky question.
Go for it.
Your year in three words. What is the future year going to hold for you in three words?
That is a tough question.
Okay. Let's go. Housing. Co-op. Cool.
Housing co-op, cool.
Because I'm going to get a housing co-op sorted, and honestly, when it's done, everyone's going to think it's immensely cool because it will halve rent for students at Warwick University.
Very well chosen indeed. Very well chosen indeed. Thank you for that. I mean, is there anything that you want to say to your other opponents very quickly, just as we wrap up?
Yeah, Yolly ran an amazing race with friends. We've known each other for quite a long time, and I couldn't have picked a more worthy competitor, and it was a great race.
So thank you so much. This is Rob Ancon, who's just been voted Democracy and Development Officer.